Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
What do you say? What do you say?
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
But Santa wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas, which we said Waco.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
You said it wouldn't happen anywhere else in Texas.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I did not say that, okay?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? In the Loop, episode 217. Shout out to the 217 out there in Springfield, Massachusetts. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, coming off arguably, John, arguably the best sports Sunday I've had in the last who knows when, because I don't think it gets much better than what we saw yesterday.
Guess what day it is? It's the Rockets won a playoff game and probably wasn't even the headline, the third headline of the day.
It's the Astros made a statement in what I'm calling the Jeff Luno game.
It's, oh yeah, Tiger's back.
Is he? We'll get into that. We're also going to go live to the Masters. And it's also Jonathan Joseph joining the show to talk about the Texans offseason and his hopes heading into the 2019 season. It also happens to be, since we are nine shows away from the NFL draft, John Lopez has made nine conclusions based on the 60-plus visits your Houston Texans have had. But, OG John Lopez, before we get into all of this, I got to tell you, my eyes were not dry yesterday. You see what I'm rocking right now? I got the Tiger Woods hat. I got the Tiger Woods shirt. It was a great day. And much to the dismay of haters like John Lopez,
haters?
Tiger Woods is in the house.
What do you mean? I was cheering Tiger like everybody else. I don't know why you always put words in my mouth, but that's okay. I'm used to it by now. Yeah, you got the Tiger hat on, the TW hat. You've got the Tiger pullover, the mock collar and everything else. So you're total fanboying it out right now.
I want to go through what each of us did on Sunday.
Okay.
I want to go through like our days, and I just want you to tell me what exactly what the OG John Lopez did on a day.
Oh,
like
I got
this.
It hour by hour.
Oh, well, go ahead and hit me with it, and then we're going to get it from Figgy, and then I'm going to surprise you by going through my Sunday. Go through hour by hour with the OG John Lopez, the 30-year vet of covering sports in the city of Houston. For all you loopholes and all you people out there starting your work week, what did the OG John Lopez do yesterday on a magical Sunday?
On a magical Sunday with so many things going on, what do you do? 6 a.m. I woke up slightly before 6 a.m., as I always do, because I can't sleep later than that. 6:15, I took out Gibson. We were walking on the golf course, drinking my coffee, contemplating the day that that was about to be, where we would start. 8 a.m., I was on the golf channel already. 8 a.m., I was already on the golf channel trying to get everything I could on the Masters from some of the early groups that were out, because, of course, they started it early, basically because of the weather that, North Texas got bad. So by 8:30, boom, I'm on CBS, locked in on CBS and Tiger Woods, watching the whole thing go on, tweeting things out. Some, you know, that's obviously one of the events that everybody loves and I've been able to go to, and just kind of some of the things observations and such that I've had. All right, so 9 a.m., in the midst of all that, I planned next week's barbecue menu for Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So I went ahead and went with we're gonna have smoked meatloaf, we're gonna have smoked barbecue chicken, and some Elgin sausage. I went and made a run to get some Elgin sausage. You can't just get any sausage; it has to be.
I don't
from
even
Elgin.
Know what Elgin sausage is. OG,
try it; you love it. 10:30 was a quandary. They were both.
You've
good.
Already done a lot, man.
10:30 was a quandary. There was a. I'm a huge, huge Liverpool fan. Liverpool from the English Premier League.
They play soccer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was the biggest game they have left, and they had to win it to get to first place. And they were playing Chelsea, their arch rivals, one of their arch rivals. So I immediately flipped over there during every commercial break, which there weren't a lot, to watch Liverpool and Chelsea. So for the next, from 10:30 to about 12:30, I was a flipping fool. I was watching Chelsea and Liverpool.
You're always a flipping fool to me.
I'm a flipping fool, watching Tiger, of course, getting it all done that way, tweeting, talking, gasping like everybody else. 2 p.m., I took a little break with, me time, so to speak, after the tournament was over and Liverpool did, in fact, win to stay in first place. 3 p.m., I'm flipping NBA and Astros like crazy. But mostly stayed with the Astros the rest of the way. Watched the Astros come through big time at the end. Close it out with maybe the best 8-9 pitchers in baseball right now. 4 p.m., I went for a hike at Lake Houston State Park.
Okay.
We hiked for 3.5 miles. She wanted to get out of the house, there so you we go. Did. 5 p.m., made homemade enchiladas for dinner.
Jeez, y'all ate a lot.
And then 7 p.m., just chilled for a while in the backyard, smoked a cigar.
There you go.
8:30 p.m., Rockets. That's a day.
That's a damn day.
That's a day
you
right
had already
there.
Had a day before Tiger even won.
Yes.
Before Tiger had even won. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, revisiting the amazing Sunday. Figgy Fig, I know you had the house to yourself. Your wife got back in town yesterday, correct?
She got back in town Saturday night.
Okay. So yeah. What did you do on Sunday, Figgy Fig?
So Sunday I woke up around 7 a.m. I got up, got dressed. I went to church around 8:30. Got home from church around 11-ish, and got home. I took Stanley out, took him for a walk. Around 12-ish, I started watching the Boston and Indiana game. I watched that. I looked on Twitter around that time, and I see everybody was tweeting about Tiger. So I had to find out what channel Tiger is playing on because I'm not a golf guy.
So would have never guessed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, why are you saying that?
So I was flipping back and forth and looking on Twitter again. People got me all excited, so I ended up watching golf the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw Tiger, win. Around 2 o'clock, I ended up going to a birthday brunch for my girl Jasmine. Happy birthday, Jasmine!
Happy birthday, Jasmine!
Yep. So I stayed out up until around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock that night, bar hopping.
Attaboy.
Yeah, so I got home. I start. I turned to the Rockets game at first, and then I went on YouTube and started watching the Sparkle Princess YouTube video.
So you got to see that.
Yeah, yeah. She was eating grasshoppers. So that was my day.
Well, she was eating grasshoppers. Is that a euphemism for something else? Or is that she actually eating?
No, she was eating them. Yeah. We'll do Sparkle Princess Diaries tomorrow, but there's just too much stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't wake up as much as you guys. I actually slept in, and I decided yesterday was going to be my cheat day. I ate a lot of bad food, including a large pizza.
Did you go to Frank's?
I had Frank's delivered to me.
Atta, baby.
And I watched all the great sports. Didn't go to church either, but I did eat some pizza and watch lots of stuff on the couch. And in the spirit of that, you know what? When there's a big event, I just think we should make a song. Paul Gallant does it all the time.
Oh, no.
I made a song.
Please don't.
And I want you to hear this because this is a hip-hop classic. And I just decided that I was going to pay homage to this hip-hop classic by doing a remake.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just knew I had to watch Tiger do what he do. I had to get crunk as the day begins.
Are you going to give me a chance or not?
Are we going to play the rest of that song?
Are you going to give me a chance or not?
You sound so white.
I know. I am white.
You sound so
I am white. Breaking news. We got some breaking news here. Landry
but
is
I mean,
white.
Like
breaking news to the Sports Radio 610 desk. Landry Locker is extremely white. John Lopez will have the latest. Keep it up to date at sportsradio610.com for more information. Are you going to give me a chance or not?
All right.
Does Weird Al Yankovic sound white?
All right.
Yeah, this will make Weird Al Yankovic look bad. Hit it, Figgy.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just knew I had to watch Tiger do what he do. I had to get crunk as the day begins. Turned on the TV, Tiger on hole 10. Tiger about to charge, damn near went blind. Molinari kid acting like it's time to shine. Ran on Twitter to see what's hip. The OG Lopez there bumping his lip. Bailed offline and Wood started repping. Just as I thought, haters kept stepping. Jumped in the lead, hit the deuce, what a ride. I got emotional and cried and cried. Then I watched the Astros play. Going for the sweep led by Jose.
Oh,
it was
God.
Early statement in the top of the sixth. Michael F. and Branley had the Mariners pissed. Watched the Astros sweep in Old Safeco. Hitting them pitches. Sweeping them hoes. Went to Toyota to get the scoop. Rockets in there straight, shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A Tony's Pizza with extra cheese. He rolled down his window and he started to say, here's your large pie, have a nice damn day. Cause the boys of ITL are always hard. Straight talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to play the hits. Don't quote me, boy, this Sunday's lit.
Man, hold up, hold up.
All right, is that it?
Hold up.
Can I uncover my ears now? Figgy, you're a hip-hop expert. You got the Gems and Juice podcast.
Yes, sir.
Rappers, you know them personally. You got it going on. Give me your honest opinion of that.
Whack.
Man, y'all are so
whack.
You can't even say that with a straight face. You can't even say that with a straight face,
well,
Figgy.
Do my ears bleeding? Is that a sign?
Dude, I saw you bobbing the head.
See this?
I saw you with the OG hip thrust there.
Yeah, a little hip thrust.
But what a damn Sunday.
Oh,
what a damn Sunday. And shout out to all you people who watched Game of Thrones yesterday. I know y'all enjoyed that. Congratulations to y'all as well, because that just added to the great day that was. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Doesn't get much better. We're gonna have everything for you. We're gonna go live to the Masters. We're gonna talk to Jonathan Joseph. We're gonna talk about why the Astros statement had Jeff Luno's fingerprints all over it. We are 9 shows away from the Texans draft, so we're gonna have some stuff for you there as well. But just keep it locked. We know that it's a Monday. You're getting the work week started, but we always love talking to you guys. So just keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610. We are 9 shows away from the NFL draft. The OG John Lopez has drawn 9 conclusions.
I think it's stuff that you know, it's not like nobody's talking about. I think it's been pretty enlightening stuff that'll tell you about what the Texans will draft.
Well, let's get into it. John Lopez goes inside the head of Brian Gain next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.